You know, you had a lot of young players who blossomed down the stretch of the 2015 season. Yep. Jalen Strong, since we're on the wide receiver position, is certainly one of them. And that bodes well for his future going
into
year two.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Jalen did a good job. You know, Mumphrey had a little bit of an up and down, but, I mean, he was a guy that on special teams came up big for us at times, and he'll get better, you know, so we're happy with him.
But let me ask you this about Mumphrey for a moment. When you have a rookie like that, you put a lot on his plate, right? Yeah. He learned the offense pretty quickly or whatever he knew, and then the special teams. That's tough on a young guy. Not to excuse him, but there's a developmental process there, right? Year two should be a lot better for him.
That's right, yeah, and he's a hard-working, good kid, and so is Jalen, and they'll really work hard to get better during this off season. But yeah, we did. We put a lot on Mumph's plate because he also had to learn all the positions. He was kind of the fourth, sometimes fifth receiver that had to know all the positions. If somebody went down, he had to go in. So yeah, we did. But he was able to handle it pretty well.
Obi, earlier this summer at SEC Media Days, and we were talking to Dan Mullen, and we asked him about Bernardrick McKinney, one of those young players, and it's sort of middle of the year when he went in there as you're starting inside linebacker next to Cush, it really felt like, okay, could see this thing kind of coming together. And one of the things that he said was he's going to give you everything he's got every single play from Sunday through Sunday. He doesn't take a day off. He's always there. Did you see that from him this year, and what did he mean